Hello, Dr. Kondrat, do you hear me?
Yes, this is Arlene. I can hear you.
Okay. For some reason, I was on my computer and I was talking away, but I don't think anybody could hear me. But anyway, we're going to officially begin. And I hear a lot of background noise, so make sure that you maybe mute your phone so we can hear you. Or turn your speaker volume down, because if you're in the kitchen doing dishes or typing or something like that, we're going to get a lot of background noise. And I hear a lot of background noise right now. I am going to be opening up for questions, and I appreciate all of you tuning in. And what I want to do first is talk about, one second here. Let's see, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. I was getting some feedback from my computer. So what I want to do is, one of the best ways, those of you that maybe don't have a good connection and are not able to reach me, you can email me a question at info@healingthe.com. That's info@healingthe.com. And I recently did a radio show on keratoconus. I've been getting a lot of questions about keratoconus, and so that is now available on podcasts. So the easiest way to get a list of all my podcasts, and these are the recent radio shows, you can go to kondratpodcast.com. But right now, it's not properly set up, so make a note, kondratpodcast.com, and that'll be a list of all the podcasts, and there's quite a few of them. You name the condition or a problem, and it'll be there. And if you don't see a podcast on a topic that you're interested in, email me, and what I can do is then put one together for you. So I did get a question from somebody, and this is regarding keratoconus. So the problem was that they have keratoconus and they're having trouble with their contact lens. And unfortunately, with keratoconus, that is one of the difficulties with it. The eye develops a cone shape. It develops irregular astigmatism. That means an irregular shape of the eye. And typically, these folks have difficulty wearing contact lenses and glasses. So if you're out there and you're getting frequent changes in your glasses, your contact lenses don't fit, you need to be evaluated by someone, an ophthalmologist or optometrist, to see if you have keratoconus. And keratoconus can be diagnosed during the routine eye exam, but usually they do what they call like a topographic map of the cornea. So I like the ozonated saline drops. The ozonated saline drops can reduce the inflammation and give comfort. But if you're having trouble with the ozonated saline drops and they just don't seem to work, could mean that you need to get a change in your contact lenses. And there are eye doctors that specialize in contact lens fitting for keratoconus. There was also a question about other treatments for keratoconus. There's a new FDA-approved treatment called cross-linking, and the cross-linking doesn't actually cure keratoconus, but what it does, it helps strengthen the cornea to prevent progression. So I think this is a last resort. I would use the ozonated saline drops, and all of you know that I'm a big advocate of nutrition. You know, we are what we eat, and those of you that have keratoconus, or for that matter, any eye problem, I believe in taking high doses of vitamin C. Vitamin C can help reduce inflammation and many eye problems. Some alternative doctors feel are a focal form of scurvy. You may have heard the word scurvy. Scurvy is due to a complete vitamin C deficiency. But unfortunately, or fortunately in the United States, we don't see scurvy because, my goodness, they're putting trace amounts of vitamin C in Fruit Loop cereal and soda pops. So we don't see full-blown scurvy, but we see focal scurvy. Focal scurvy may be periodontal disease, heart disease, cataracts, and possibly keratoconus, because in scurvy, you get a weakness of the collagen. So the ozonated saline drops are good, but you do need to have a preservative-free saline. Make sure that the saline doesn't have preservatives, because sometimes that can break down with the ozone. And if you're listening and you've never heard of ozone saline drops, then you can go to YouTube and just type in my name, Kondrat and ozone, and I have a couple of good videos on that, on how to make your own ozonated saline. A lot of people complain that the ozone drops burn. Well, if they burn, that doesn't mean a bad thing. One of the reasons for it burning is maybe fighting inflammation in your eye, and you may be getting a reaction. Or the other thing is you may have a imbalance with your pH. So, you know, the saline drops are a neutral pH, but if you're acidic, the drops may burn. So what you need to do is, you know, test your pH. Go to the drugstore, get some pH paper, test your saline and urine. You got to get your body to an alkaline pH. And the best way to do that is microcurrent and eating organic food. Or you may want to put a little baking soda in water, and that can help make your body more alkaline. So that would be one way of treating that. So, I'm open for questions. You can either ask me directly, but make sure you don't all ask questions at once, or you can type a question, info@healingtheeye. Right now I'm on my computer, and I'll immediately get to your question on the screen. So the lines are open. Okay, the lines are open.
Hi, Dr. Kondrat. This is Arlene. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Arlene.
Hi.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, good.
If you do call, you know, please give me your name so I know who I'm talking to, and then we can chat. So, Arlene, thanks for calling.
Okay. I just sent you an email. I don't know how quickly you get it. My question is about.
I just got the email. The wonders of technology.
That's amazing.
Okay, your question.
So, it seems to me I have two. Issues. One is the macular degeneration, which my local doctor has diagnosed, as well as cataracts. The cataracts seem to have not gotten any worse, so I wasn't that concerned with it. But when I hear the word degeneration in a diagnosis, I get a little concerned, which means to me it's just not ever getting any better. My acuity is not good, so every day I go out and drive, I question whether I should be driving. So I guess my question really is, how do I know which is the primary thing to address? Am I correct in assuming?
Well, that's a good question, because how old are you, Arlene?
I'm 76.
So you sound young and vibrant. You don't sound like a 6-year-old.
That's because I'm a sales.
I was ready to think. Are you calling for your mother? Put your mother on the phone.
Thank you. Well, I don't feel that.
You know, everybody over the age of 50 starts to get early cataracts. You know, I'm 68, and when I went to the eye doctor, they told me I have early cataracts.
Yeah.
So if you have two problems, sometimes it's really tough to determine what exactly is the limiting cause of your decision. And sometimes, you know, eye records don't even help. It almost takes, you know, being there at the ophthalmologist or optometrist and saying, what is the main cause of my vision loss? Like, for example, if you were here right in front of me, I'd take out my little light, my ophthalmoscope, and I'd look in your eye. And if I look in your eye and say, my goodness, I can't see inside your eye, that means that the cataract is limiting your vision. But if I take out my little light and I look inside your eye, everything's crystal clear, and I see macular degeneration, then I know you don't have a cataract because I'm able to look in. It has to be the macular degeneration.
Yeah.
So that is something you are going to have to ask your eye doctor. What is the main cause? Now, the problem is eye doctors like to do cataract surgery.
Yeah.
And he may say, well, we got to remove the cataract to help improve your vision, when in fact, you know, the macular degeneration may be more of an issue. So sometimes it's tough. But the bottom line is, in a way, we treat both conditions the same way. In other words, the cause of the cataract and the macular degeneration, to some extent, is similar. You know, poor nutrition, and I'm not implying that, you know, you have poor nutrition right now, because I'm sure that you're shifting your diet more towards organic, raw food. But we've all had dietary discretions over our life. You know, going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and, you know, eating genetically modified food and getting immunizations and taking antibiotics so our guts are not healthy. So, you know, really improving your diet, taking care of your gut, taking probiotics, and all my vitamin formulas do have probiotics. But if you do have digestive problems and food intolerances, then you may want to focus on your gut. The other thing is heavy metals. You know, heavy metals are a contributing factor. And your note here states that your heavy metals should be available next week. If the heavy metals are elevated, if you have lead or mercury, and it's off the chart, you got to address that, you know, with chelation. And there's many different ways of doing chelation. And I have a, you can go to iChelation.com. I have some notes on different ways of doing chelation. Now, you're doing the microcurrent, which is great, because microcurrent helps regenerate the eye. It adds electrons to the eye. And I don't have your records right in front of me, but hopefully you have both the macular and the cataract protocol on your machine.
I don't have them yet. I think they're coming, but I don't have them yet.
Oh, you don't have the machine yet?
No.
Okay. Well, contact the office and make sure, because normally I review the records and I make the recommendations.
Okay.
I'm not sure if your records are in, or I'd contact the office and make sure that your program number one is for macular or cataract, but it might be better. Where do you live?
I live in Central Coast, California. It's
all right.
Called
well, you're far from me.
Yeah.
You want to come to Haiti? I could see you tomorrow in Haiti.
I've been there twice by yacht.
Okay. Well, right now I'm roasting. We have no air conditioning here. It's hot.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, and a lot of people say to me, Dr. Conrad, I thought you're against surgery. And I thought, you know, you're trying to help people to avoid surgery. Why are you in Haiti doing cataracts? Well, my mission is to help people any way I can. And, you know, in the United States, we have the luxury being able to treat the underlying cause of our disease and, you know, regain our health and vitality, not only helping your eye problem, but help your general health. But here in Haiti, some of these people are lucky to get one meal a day. I can't talk to them about getting heavy metal testing and, you know, changing their diet. They're blind. They have cataracts that, you know, they can barely see light. And so it's very rewarding to come here and, you know, give them the gift of sight to help them become, you know, productive members of society. So it's a different situation here. So I guess let's wait for your heavy metal test, and I guess your assignment is to try to find out from your eye doctor, and you have to confront them. I used to tell patients, well, I'm looking at your eye, and I think a cataract is 80% of the problem, and the macular is 20%. That's what you needed to do. He may say, well, the cataracts are 10%, the macular is 80%. So you need to find out exactly what the situation is, because if the cataracts are 80 to 90% of the problem, and you're doing the alternative therapies faithfully for 3 months, and you're limited in your ability to function and enjoy life, then I would suggest that you consider surgery. You know, surgery is not the end of the world, but I do think, like you're doing, you have to kind of identify the underlying problem as to why these cataracts are developing and treat that. This way you'll have much better results after the surgery.
Okay, so would they be different for each eye, or would it be pretty much the same for both eyes?
It's usually pretty much the same for both eyes, but you could ask them that too.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can give an additional customized treatment for that. Oh, are you going to be coming to Florida February the 1st for our big event?
Well, I'm going to try. That sounds like a very good thing for me to do.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's an all-day event. I'll be talking. It'll be a chance for us to meet. Ning Wu, who's the developer of the microcurrent machine, will be there. Dr. Gita Shaw, who's an ophthalmologist that's working with me. She's a wonderful lady. She's doing alternative ophthalmology. So it'll be a lot of fun. And we can maybe kind of answer some of your questions. And hopefully by then, you'll be sharing with us that you have some improvement.
Yes. Well, also, my other interest was for my husband, who suffers a lot from tinnitus and a hearing loss. He's my age. And so when we heard about the microcurrent machine, we thought, well, it would be good for both of us to give that a try.
Well, I haven't had much success with treating tinnitus or tinnitus with microcurrent. I have a good friend who's an ear, nose, and specialist in Greenwich, and he's been running different protocols. I sent him about 6 different protocols, and he's testing patients. But unfortunately, I haven't had good results with that. What I would recommend is detoxing the body. He should probably get tested for heavy metals. And auricular ozone has been somewhat effective for some people. The primary way that I like to do ozone is rectal insufflation. And you can go to iozone.com, and I have some information on that, iozone.com. But some people are doing auricular, where you get a silicone stethoscope and put it in your ears, and that can help some patients with tinnitus. But basically, I think the big issue with tinnitus is a heavy metal toxicity. You got to get rid of those heavy metals.
Okay. Oh, that's a good clue then.
Okay. Let's see. Anybody else have a question that's on the call? You can also email me if you're shy, or maybe you don't have a good connection. You can just email me.
Dr. Kondrat?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. This is Susan. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, are you're hearing me all right?
I'm hearing you perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Thanks for being on the call.
Oh, thank you. I did want to ask you a question. I'm 69 and I have cataracts. I've been following your protocol since about February or March. And I just got back my second, actually, Chris just emailed me my second heavy metal test. I wanted to run this by you because I've been using the Detoximin suppositories, 750 milligrams every other night.
Okay.
For about 8 months. Anyway, my, let's see, my first test was in February, and my lead was 51 and my mercury was 10. And I just did another test a couple weeks ago, and the lead was down from 51 to 31. And the mercury was down from 10 to 6. So I'm kind of happy about that, but my vision has been deteriorating. I wanted to ask you if you would recommend that I go up I have to get some more suppositories, if I should go up on the dose.
What I would recommend, you're not taking the oral.
Well, I've been kind of on and off. I was taking the Quicksilver liposomal EDTA. You think I should continue with that?
You can continue with that. That's a good product, but I like the Ocular Detox. It's a good blend of a lot of, antioxidants and nutritional products to help the ocular detox. In fact, that's what I do. You know, I have elevated lead and mercury, and I'm on the road. And usually I advise patients, try to get an IV chelation once a month, do the rectal like you're doing every other night or three times a week. You don't want to do it every day because that could be too much for you. And then take the ocular detox. But let me ask you this. I mean, how is your vision? Are you limited? Are you able to function?
I'm able to function, but my... my visual field is like closing in on me. I was always farsighted. I only ever needed reading glasses, not even prescription ones. So now I'm using glasses for driving, but the prescription I got in March is, I use them for watching TV and driving, and they're, barely working anymore. I mean, they're not working as well as they were. I may need to get a new
prescription. Or you may need a spectacle change, but I would advise you that as long as the changing glasses can help you to function, then I would avoid surgery.
But that's what I'm trying to do, is avoid the surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. But once again, the surgery is not the end of the world. I mean, the main goal is, I think we've identified the underlying cause, and I'm happy that you are getting those lead levels done, because that is one of the most important health measures you can take, because it's going to prevent, neurological problems in the future, cardiovascular disease, a lot of issues.
Exactly. I feel a lot of people will say to me, just get the surgery. It works, But if I got the surgery, all these people who get the surgery and they never know that they have toxic heavy metals, that's a prescription for something worse down the road.
Yeah, those are the people who develop macular degeneration later, or some other eye problem.
Even Alzheimer's,
They try to avoid the surgery, but I'm not totally against surgery. My main goal is that you should have the best possible vision. And if you really feel you're limited, you can't function and you're not enjoying life, then, get the surgery.
I think I might get a new, get another pair of glasses that would buy me a little more time.
Make sure you go to someone that gives you a very careful, meticulous refraction or measurement. A lot of times you go to an eye surgeon and he's going to go, you have a cataract and, glasses aren't going to help you. But if you go to a conscientious optometrist and he spends a lot of time and, which is better, one or two, and fine tunes it, he can maybe give you a good improvement of vision.
Yeah, actually, I don't even have an ophthalmologist that I work with directly. I have an optometrist who, actually, I just asked him for a prescription for the drops, the DMS. Oh, glutathione ascorbic acid drops. I'm getting that prescription. Is that something that you think is pretty good to try?
Yeah, that and the Oculomed. I kind of like the Oculomed better.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm getting a little bit better results with the Oculomed. It's getting harder and harder to get the DMSO drops made. The FDA is cracking down on a lot of compounding pharmacies.
Oh, you know, I called a local compounding pharmacy, and they told me that they do make those all the time, but that they found that they have to put the DMSO separately, so they give you two separate bottles. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I have, and that's kind of cumbersome, and that's why I'm advising people to use the Aquamet.
Yeah, well, I used the Aquamed twice, you know, with a couple months apart. So maybe I should get back on that.
Yeah, give it a try and see if that makes a difference.
Also, Dr. Kondrat, you had mentioned, I was looking at one of your webinars from a few years ago, you mentioned some experimental drops that contained the EDTA. What's the status of that?
Well, I'm working on that with a pharmacist in Florida.
Oh, so they're not out yet.
Well, it has to be made by a compounding pharmacist. If you're interested, we can give you the EDTA drops through this pharmacist.
I'm definitely interested.
A combination of the EDTA and some other ingredients. So give the office a call, and they can get you in touch with this compounding pharmacy in Florida that I'm working with.
Okay, yeah, I would like to try that.
Unfortunately, the drops have to be kept on ice, so they do have to be sent overnight to you on ice, and that's kind of expensive. So
Can I get that made at a local compounding pharmacy? Do you know?
You'd have to talk. Just ask them if they can make a ophthalmic EDTA drop, because the EDTA drops are commonly used by traditional ophthalmologists in treating calcium deposits on the cornea.
Uh-huh.
So it's not something that's totally different, but I think it may be a value, you know, in treating the cataracts. But maybe try the Aquamet. But I'm happy that you've had such a good improvement of your heavy metals.
Yeah, even though my vision is getting worse. And also I'm using the microcurrent. I've been using the microcurrent machine. I do the cataract program and the lead detox program religiously every night. And that's been for about 7 or 8 months also. So I should just continue with that.
Let me open the line up for another call. Is anybody else have a question?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Anybody else have a question? You can always email me at info@healingtheeye. info@healingtheeye, and I can get that. I just got a question from it. Oh, okay. Question?
This is Arlene, and I just sent you another email.
Yeah, I was going to go over that.
Yeah.
You asked me about the Bates method, and I do like the Bates method.
Okay.
You know, that could be a good ancillary, the palming, the sunning, and the giant swing. I don't want to go into detail about the Bates, but there's a chapter on my book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. And those of you that are on the call, and if you don't have the book, go to healingtheeye.com and you can download it for free. And you have all that there. So that can be helpful. Did you have another question, Arlene?
Yes, I do, about the chelation. I think if I'm reading and interpreting you correctly, you're saying that the intravenous is probably the most effective, and it gets to be expensive. Can do both. Can I do oral and chelation, you know, start out with intravenous to get you know, some impact, and then continue with oral when I run out of money.
I mean, ideally, if you had, you know, disposable income, if you had disposable healthcare dollars, ideally, you'd get one chelation a week. but that can be anywhere from $150 to $200 a week, which is, you know, pretty pricey. So I have a lot of patients, what they do is they get one IV chelation a month, and then they do the rectal and oral meantime. That's kind of what I do.
Okay,
my lead's pretty high in mercury. That's what I've been doing.
And that's still effective then?
Well, as long as you're, I mean, it's much more effective to get it once a week. But I would say if you're a patient whose lead is off the chart, maybe you have severe diabetes, because the national study that was done indicated that chelation therapy seemed to work the best in diabetics.
Okay.
So, you know, not only will it help your eye and general health, but help the diabetes. Now, I'm not talking about it's going to reverse your diabetes. It is very helpful for reversing the cardiovascular and neurological complications of diabetes.
Right. Okay.
So okay, I think if you're a diabetic and you're starting to get neurological problems, you're starting to get, you know, signs of the end stage diabetes in your body, then the IV would be number one. But you have to be careful, because in diabetics, it also affects your kidney. And most of the doctors who do chelation with diabetics, they always check your kidney function, because you may have to make some adjustments in the chelation.
Okay. Adjustment being in the dose?
Adjustment in the dose, yeah, especially the IV. That's not that much of a problem with the oral and the rectal, because it's the much lower level, but the IV is definitely an issue.
Okay.
Because you can get up to 3 grams IV, which is quite a lot. That's the full dose. So if you're doing the rectal 750 milligrams rectal suppository, maybe 25% is absorbed. So that means you're roughly about maybe 300 milligrams. That means 10, you know, one IV equals 10 rectal suppository.
Oh,
imagine putting 10 suppositories up your butt. You'd get a big dose.
Ooh.
But don't do that. I'm not recommending that, all right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions out there? Okay, those of you that don't forget about our big vision event, February the 1st, 2019, it's an event that's free to all of you that are in the home program, the Condrop program, who participated in one of my programs. It's free. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you can go to condropevent.com and get more information on that. So, any other questions out there? Okay, those of you, I want to thank all of you for joining me. Once again, I'm going to try to make it the first Wednesday of every month at noon. You can email me with your questions prior to the program, and all you have to do is in the info, you know, question for the Dr. Condrop meeting, so the staff knows that they can earmark that. So send it to info at Healing of the Eye, and then the headline question for Dr. Condrop's meeting. So I hear some rustling. Is there another question? Okay. Well, if there's no other questions, thank you all. And look forward to our next meeting, which will be the first Wednesday in December. Everybody have a great day. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.